This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It is now time for Bruce Bochy, and he is live here on the Home of the Rangers with Sean, RJ, and Bobby, and it's brought to you by the original Louisiana brand hot sauce. If bold flavor is something you're after, grab a bottle or 10 of the original Louisiana brand hot sauce, the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers, the original Louisiana brand hot sauce. Flavor favors the bold. Good morning, Skip. How are you?
Good morning. Well, I'm doing fine. You know, we got some wet weather here, but it looks like we'll get this game in.
Now, since your sponsor's hot sauce, on a scale 1 to 10, what type of heat can you handle?
Oh, geez, I'm pretty good at that. I love hot peppers. You know, I have them pretty much daily. I'd love them with breakfast. You know, I don't know if I'm a 10, but I'd be pretty close.
Okay, so, like, when you're ordering wings, you're getting hot, mango habanero. You going with the lethal dose?
No, I'll go the hot habanero.
Oh yeah, I like the habanero. Now we were just talking about the end of the Warrior season, and I was asking Choppy how much did Boach cross over to Golden State, and it looks like a good amount.
Yeah,
your interaction, just thoughts on the Golden State Warriors, Bruce, as it looks like their dynasty run may be coming to an end, and you know a thing or two about a dynasty.
Yeah, I mean, what a run they had. Steve does such a great job there. Yeah, we would spend some time together. He'd come over, catch some games. He was a baseball fan, but unfortunately more of a Dodger fan. But still, they were so big in the Bay Area, as they should have been, because of their domination. And then, of course, when they moved to the city, you know, they were just a few blocks from, where the ballpark is, where the Giants play. So it is really convenient, but it's one of the longer runs I think we've had in sport franchises. And of course, Curry, with what he's done to help carry that, but really so many of them. They just did a tremendous job of playing together as one, and I enjoyed watching them. I mean, they were a close-knit group, and I don't know if it's over or not, but it's definitely not quite the same. We know that.
Bruce Bochy joining us here on 105 through the Fan. We were talking about this earlier today, just a little bit of a slump for Evan Carter. How was the league adjusted to him, based on, what they were and how they were pitching him at the end of last season versus now? Have they made adjustments to him?
Well, I think, they're being a little bit more careful to him. That's going to go with the territory when you have success like he did, especially in the postseason. I'm probably not attacking him as much because they know he has a great eye at the plate with that discipline. They don't want to walk him because of his speed, but at the same time, they're not giving in probably as much because he has more power than you think. But I'll add to that. I just don't think he's quite where he's going to be as far as his timing, swing the bat. We're facing a lefty today, and he's going to play. I need to give him some at-bats, and so he'll be out there, and he's facing one of the better pitchers in the game, the school. I mean, he's got his hands full. He's hitting seventh today, but he's going to get on the roll, just like all of them. I think it's fair to say Corey's not quite where he's going to be, or Langford. So you just stay with them, and we'll get this thing clicking. But I know this is an offense that's going to give us one or two runs a game.
You know, you got Jack Leiter called up. He's going to be pitching tomorrow, it sounds like. What is it that you guys have seen from him within the organization, and just how excited are you for him, you know, to go on this trek where last year obviously hits the developmental list, and now he seems to have really stepped up his game and is working the fastball well?
Yeah. I just talked to Jack. I mean, what a big smile I had on his face. He's so excited about being here. And that just shows you the confidence that he has and what he's doing on the mound right now. And it showed in spring training, especially as the spring went, he just got better and better with his location. I talked about it many times. I just love the pace that he's going at now, and he doesn't have those big misses like he used to. He's right around the glove for the most part, and which works in the major leagues when you have his kind of stuff. He's going to be 96. He'll bump 97, but that good curveball and the changeup. And so you look at what he's doing, he's earned this. And so I can't tell you what's going to happen, but we're excited to have him ready to go tomorrow. He's here already. We'll prep him. We'll do all we can to help him. And it's a big day for Jack, because when you're number one pick, you wouldn't get to the big leagues. You want to show everybody that, you should have been a number one pick. So I'm not saying that he's felt that pressure, but I'm just trying to imagine that was me. I probably would have felt it a little bit.
Yeah, that's interesting. That's kind of what I was wanting to ask you about. What kind of conversations do you have with him at all when it comes to the fact of, like, he was a really highly touted prospect, comes from a really prestigious college baseball program, grew up around the major.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Major leagues, how do you discuss with him the idea of, like, hey, let's just focus on baseball, don't worry about expectations, just come up here, play ball, and kind of block out any of that other extra pressure?
Yeah, we talked this spring a little bit, and I just said, Jack, I don't know what's going to happen when we get to the end of spring training, but I know one thing. Well, you're throwing the ball, you're going to help us. We need you. And we need you to, to be good, obviously. And but on the other part, he's lucky in the fact that he's got a father that spent a lot of time in major leagues and talks about baseball on a daily basis. So he can help him with all that too. But even with that, yeah, we as coaches, we're here to support him, help any way we can. That's our job, to serve these guys. So we'll be doing all we can today and tomorrow to have them ready to go.
Bruce Bochy, join us here, 105 through the Fan. When a team, and every baseball team is going to go through slumps offensively throughout the course of the year, as a manager, is that kind of like a helpless feeling, just sitting there watching and knowing that you just got to kind of hit your way out of it?
Well, maybe a little bit. I mean, what can you do? You try to put these guys in the position to win the ball game, which we were yesterday. And so, I take it when it doesn't work out. Lads comes in, he has bad luck, guy hits one up into the bat, he didn't even know where the ball went. It blooped in the right field. You try to figure out ways to manufacture runs, but we're not creating a lot of traffic. But as a manager, you also know how good these guys are and know that they will come out of it. I thought this would be a tough stretch for us, especially on the physical side of it, just 17 consecutive games. But these guys are doing a good job of that. If there's one thing I'm trying to get across to hitting guys, is this, just get them a bit more aggressive on this fastball. I thought we took a lot of them yesterday, a lot of hittable ones. And sometimes you have to get out there a little bit more. And when you go to hit a baseball, you, I mean, you gotta mean business. And so but I think we're missing a little bit of that. And it kind of shows when your slug is way down compared to what it was at this point last year.
Bruce Bochy here on 105.3 The Fan, your home of the World Series champs. Dumb question of the day will come from me, Boch. When guys are struggling, how do you weigh coming with a mechanical correction or breaking down the video versus like, hey, this is going to happen. Like, let him be for a week or two. How often do you guys go back with mechanical corrections? Let's break this down with the video versus just, hey, it's the ebbs and flows of a season.
Yeah, there's a fine line there. I'm looking at the videos and talking about mechanics, I think it's overdone at times. I really do. It's more about, to me, competing. At this point, you should have your mechanics down. Doesn't mean you get out of whack occasionally, and that can be spotted with the cameras and the computers that we have. I mean, it'll stand out. So that we can find. But, man, when you start getting a lot of thoughts in your head and staring at computers and stuff, that to me is a distraction from what you need to do. And let's go out there and saying, I'm going to beat this guy, whether you're a pitcher or you're a hitter, and compete. Now, to add to that, though, I would say it's always good to have a little bit of an excuse that it's something else. I'm not bad. It's just my mechanics are off. So, that's temporary. So you're not telling yourself I'm bad now. No, it's not because of who I am. It's just, hey, I got a little flaw in my mechanics again on the pitching or the hitting side. So it can come into play, and that's why I say there's a fine line. But I think for the most part, we can't overdo it.
Boch, I know,
looking at the videos.
I know earlier this week, Max Scherzer got the opportunity to throw to hitters, and you were impressed with, how his location was and how he's coming along. There's been a lot of bad news, obviously, with injuries leading up to the season for you guys, but that seems to be one that's progressing well and is exciting. Can you just talk to us about what's next in the progression for Max Scherzer and how you feel about how he's looked out there throwing?
Yeah, he's going to throw Friday in Atlanta. He'll do that again. We'll extend it even more. So he'll have, gosh, I can't tell you for sure, but probably four of these. And then maybe we can start the rehab. Could be one or two earlier. But he'll start pitching in games here within 2 weeks, I would think, and start facing the hitters in live action. So he's on his way. You watch him. It's hard to believe that he had back surgery this winter, or right, really, in the middle of the winter. It blows me away, his age, especially the way he has bounced back. And kind of tells you why this guy's so good and why he will go to the Hall of Fame, because he's determined to get back sooner than what we thought, and that's going to happen. So he's on his way.
Skip, some of the Red Sox players, particularly Kenley Jansen, has said that he's noticing a difference in the baseball, that the quality just isn't there. Have any of your pitchers come to you and mentioned anything different about it this year?
I haven't had any pitcher come up to me. Doesn't mean that they haven't talked about it amongst themselves, but as far as talking about it with the media or with any of the coaches, no, I haven't. I did see those comments. I did see them, we get to rub up the balls, I will ask around now that we're talking about them, just to get their thoughts. But and the only reason I haven't is because I haven't heard anything, and you hate to put something in their heads. There's something wrong with these baseballs, but I'll ask them because now it's out there. With what Jansen said, so no word on it from here.
Boch, how much does it stink seeing Mike Bassick on the road versus just at home games in Arlington now that Bassick's working some road TV games?
Yeah, no, it's a little hard on the eyes, but it's all right. No, it's good, all good, and you know, we got another pitching coach here. He can help out. We'll put him to work.
Yeah. He will give unsolicited advice. I just nod your head and say, yes, Mike. Yes, Mike. Boach, thank you so thank you so much for the time, man. Happy birthday as well.
Hey, thanks, guys. Yeah, it could have been happier with the win, but we as the staff got together, had a nice dinner last night. That was nice of them to set that up. So, and it made for a good evening, but I appreciate it. And now it's time to go out and win a ball game.
Yes, sir. We'll be watching and listening later on today. Thank you, Boach. Bruce Bochy on the home of the Rangers. The Rangers know that big wins come from bold plays. That's why the original Louisiana brand hot sauce is the official hot sauce of the Texas Rangers. The original Louisiana brand hot sauce flavor favors the bold. Crosstalk with a KMC masterpiece to wrap up the hump day edition.
Hump day.
Next.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.